Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
You're listening to KEXP. We are listener-powered radio at 90.3 FM in Seattle. We're streaming worldwide at kexp.org. And check out our free mobile apps as well. I'm Cheryl Waters, and I am vibrating with excitement. One of my favorite bands is here with us in the KEXP studios today. It's Young Fathers. Welcome back. It's so wonderful to see you always.
How are you doing, Cheryl?
And an incredible new album called Heavy Heavy, and they are going to perform some songs for us, and then we'll chat. It's Young Fathers live on KEXP.
I follow the mission, no superstition. I am the vision, young black gifted with ambition. Yeah. Got all the wishes like Aloysius, but I'm Aloysius. My cigar shit from the voice, so I'ma get me
some.
So I'ma get me
some.
Never claim to be no role model.
Some.
I never claim to be no role model, but I love a man. Nah, nah.
Hit the beat of the drums and go now. Have fun, go on. We don't need all the ones to have one. So have one, someone. I'm on top of Shoti Lele Sorosoke. I'm on top of Shoti Lele Sorosoke. Sorosoke. I'm on top of ya. Just one, just one. Hear the beat of the drums and go now.
You're listening to Young Fathers live on KEXP.
Sometimes bad guys don't need to lie. Let the water run slow and wide. So I don't need from the other side. Deaf to the sound of the dollar and pound. Get your elbows off the table. See that on earth. Breathe in like a lion. Breathe out like a lamb. Legacies are for the sad, the wicked. Nobody goes anywhere. Just to go in dirt. You animal. Get on, get on. Get on, get on. Get on. You animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Get on, get on.
I'm on the verge of something divine. It's gonna keep me alive. Most of my life I've been thinking, got a feeling that I'm calling a bye. Being a son, brother, uncle, father figure, I gotta survive and revive. My mama said you never ever please your woman, but you have a good time. Try to ride.
you'll be doomed tonight. I am golden, you are mine. We're not finding what we're holding. Something shining has it come to this. Caught in the
light, like a sun to the ocean. Born in the night, in an orderly fashion. It's all alright, it's all alright, it's all alright. Leave a mind in the open, put it all on the line. I need to catch more fish, baby. I need to eat more rice. It'll take some time, gotta take some time. Gotta buy my time, see the turning tide. Bide my time till I'm home again. Feel these boots, feel my soul sing. Buy more drugs to feel that love again. I said kill them slow and reap my soul. Man, man, man.
Ooh, yeah.
Sell it on the days and walk ass on the Swaziland.
Ooh, yeah.
I am mining.
Yeah.
Goodness. Oh my goodness. Young Fathers live on KEXP. Just when you think you can't love them more by listening to their records, go see them live. I am so in my happy place right now. Thank you so much for bringing this to KEXP.
Sorry about the spillage.
We'll take it. We'll take it. Oh, the seven of you sound incredible. And just seeing five vocalists lined up like that, giving it all. Again, thank you so much. Such respect.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having us again.
Coco Sugar, one of my favorite records of 2018, and I haven't stopped listening to Heavy Heavy since it came out earlier this year. It's just so great to have you here. I feel like this band has always pushed or rather ignored the boundaries to just create something so dynamic and captivating, and Heavy Heavy feels like you have leaned into all the elements that make this band so unique. And you said that you've got to the essence of who you are on this record. And what would you say has brought you to the point of this kind of comfort and freedom as a band, just to be yourself and to create this exceptionally exciting record?
I think what we mean by just getting to the essence of who we are, I think we just took it back to basics. And it was just the three of us in the studio recording. We didn't have our co-producer from before, so it was a whole new, it was a different venture for us. So I think that played into it, and the fact that we had some time off for us to live our separate lives, and then decide to come back together to see what we can do as a collective and excite each other. So I think that's where that, you know, getting to the essence stems from.
You have devoted much of your lives to Young Fathers, as you've said, and you had actually planned to take a break after years and years of recording and touring, even before COVID came along. After so much time and intensity being on the road, what did it actually feel like to step back into life at home?
I think it was different for all three of us, actually. For me, it felt really
I don't know, I just had the hunger. I was like, oh no, I need to get back in the studio again. And the excitement of like getting back in the studio with the boys and figuring out that we can do it again was like the high for me and what we were looking forward to. But I think, you know, just having time with family is also something that you take for granted when being on the road. It's like a cycle. You do the album and then you tour for ages and then you miss out on all these like moments with your family and stuff. So, embrace that a lot, and yeah.
Has taking that time changed your perspective on the way you live your life as musicians?
Absolutely. Speaking for myself, but yeah, I think like what Case was saying was just leading on to that point was without that gap, without that break, we wouldn't have, you know, realised how good it is and how much like we're kind of addicted to getting back together and surprising each other and pushing ourselves. I think there's just a magic. For me, anyway, working with these guys, and I think without that, I think by the end of like the Cocoa Sugar campaign, I think we were all just—I was just a bit blind to it. You know, you've been on the road for 10+ years, and you're just kind of like you kind of really see it for what it is. So that break really helped appreciate it all over again.
There is just a real connection between the three of you. It's very obvious. And not only as you play music together and your relationship with each other, but the relationship that you have with your audience, with your fans. Mm. Can you talk a little bit about that communal aspect of your music?
Yeah, I think like this album has kind of leaned into that aspect. I think we felt it before, you know, touring for that long, you know, we felt there was a kind of unique bunch of people that came to see us at shows, and we always loved how it was just across the board.
All different age
groups. You
know,
all different age groups. There wasn't people like a certain group in a uniform, you know, wearing like what people that listen to that music wear this. You know, it wasn't like that. It was just like everybody from all aspects. And I think it kind of bled into the communal aspect of this record. And I suppose in the times that we were recording it, you're kind of projecting because it was almost the opposite in the world. Like, no one could be together, you know. And so, like, we kind of burst out of the four walls of the studio to try and imagine, you know, people singing together, people being together, rhythms that generate, you know, movement and all that, so.
Yeah, and that was, like, the main introduction of, like, having our sisters join us on stage and stuff to kind of communicate that communal feel.
Communicate
the communal feel. I love it. Yeah, communicate
the communal feel. An elephant. Lean into elephants, man. That's a good one. That's a good one. You keep that for the next time.
I'll give you that one. You can take it with you.
You can see we have no respect for the English language.
That's key. Well, it's evident how much love and care goes into your craft. And taking that time away, I'm wondering if you came into the studio with a different way of approaching making Heavy Heavy, because I read that you were wanting to be intentional about not having like a looming goal or restraining the creative process in any way.
I think with us, like I said before at the start, we just took it back to the essence, and for us, we just, you know, we just get in the studio and then we see what happens. And you know, I think with a lot of artists, there's a thing of like, you know, I've got these chords, I've got these lyrics, let's try and make it work. With us, we can do that, but we also go in with nothing, and then we just just, you know, with great determination and frustrations and all that, we carve out something. And I think that's the exciting part. That's the part, like, I think all of us, we write amongst ourselves, we write for each other, all that kind of stuff. And then sometimes that goes out the window, and then you turn up and you just see what happens. And I think there's a nervousness that you want something good, you want something great. And I think when three of us get together and we do that, that's what's special, and that's what makes it unique. And
there's a level of trust in there as well. You know, what Aloy is saying is you make a plan and then the universe laughs at you. So you can have all these notes in your head or what you want to do. But like when we're in the studio with each other, it's like encouragement to try something else. Especially with this record, we didn't have anything to hand. We just got into the studio, made sure three of us were in there together at the same point, and then we started. And then took it off from there.
But also thinking about what you just said, yeah, it just got me thinking. Like, we've done every version of how to record. We've sat with a song. We've sat with several songs for a week, months. You know, pushing up to a year just working on this. We've done every variation. So what seems to suit us best is, you know, we just go in and we do it. We do it in the moment. Quick, we do it quick. Yeah. It's the quickness, and we try and capture that. That moment is kind of like if you're watching Ghostbusters, and when they get the ghosts in that little contraption, that machine, just that's what we, essentially that's the visual representation of that, and that's what we try and do. We try and capture that like as quickly as possible because it's the sort of closest. How the audience hears it, that's what it is. It's the closest how we're going to hear it. How yous are going to hear it, sorry. I'm getting tongue-tied here.
With my big elephant ears.
Yeah, that's it. So it's put me off there. So yeah, that's why we do it so quickly. It just makes sense for us. And then we give it time after that just to sit with it. And when we listen back, it sounds like, oh, wow, this song's actually really good, or this song's not happening, and it morphs into something else. So it's that. It's different. Well, that's the process, essentially.
It's not all roses either. Like, you know, we're brothers. We're brothers fight, they argue. And it's 20 years. We've been together for 20 years. And I think that kind of shows sometimes. And going through the album and deciding on the songs that kind of make the playlist was excruciating, actually, because we care. We wanted it to, like, feel like it had peaks and troughs and, like, it moved. So, yeah.
It absolutely does. There's so much dynamics on this record. When you were just performing Geronimo, I actually started to tear up, and I was hoping I wouldn't have to talk. I was so happy you went right into Rice. It just brings a lot of emotion forth. I hope the process was a beautiful time for all of you.
Sometimes.
It's not all roses.
Yeah. It's beautiful in hindsight.
The end result is beautiful. Thank you so much for bringing this beautiful record live to us here at KEXP today. It's always such a pleasure to see you.
No, thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Cheers, thank you.
Heavy Heavy is the new album from Young Fathers. Get out and see them live. You can thank me later. And thank you so much to all of our wonderful listeners and viewers for making sessions like this one possible. You can go to kexp.org, learn more about us, make a gift anytime. We are listener powered, and you can help us to continue to make great discoveries like this wonderful band. Again, Young Fathers live on KEXP Seattle.